Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect delays in Midrand. There's a stationary vehicle on the N1 North before Allendale Road, causing some issues from the Buccleuch interchange. And then in Edenvale, there's been an accident seen on the N3 South near Modderfontein Road, causing queuing traffic there.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has deployed over 1,000 soldiers to support police in tackling illegal mining and related crimes. Last year, over 3,300 soldiers were deployed to tackle illegal mining in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and Northwest. Moving abroad, a third international media house announced today that it will no longer use social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. The platform used to be a favorite, but it's now being accused of enabling the spread of disinformation under its owner, Elon Musk, a close supporter of President-elect Donald Trump. Sweden's newspaper DN quit the platform today, following in the footsteps of Britain's The Guardian and Spain's Vanguardia. More on this on jackrabbitfm.com. Click on news. Global stock markets lost ground today as U.S. Federal Reserve boss Jerome Powell indicated a slower pace of interest rate cuts after Powell indicated the Fed was in no hurry to cut rates as it monitors inflation's path toward bank target. Wall Street was down in early trading as the Dow slipped 0.4% and the tech-heavy Nasdaq lost more than 1%. Meanwhile, Africa's biggest air carrier, Ethiopian Airlines, is feeling the effect of a 7-week strike at plane maker Boeing. The airline says consequences could stretch into the long term. Now, production of the American company's best-selling 737 MAX as well as the 777 jet were halted by the strike that ended early this month and driven by worker exasperation after more than a decade of near stagnant pay. A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 21, a euro 19 Rand 19 and a pound 23 Rand 1 cent. Bitcoin having a bit of a better day than yesterday today, trading at $89,149. Gold sitting at $2,570.03 per fine ounce, and oil $71.84 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Madeline Fischer. More news at 7.
Tyd nou vir die sport met Joe Man en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie. Wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Well, it's all happening at the Wanderers in Johannesburg. India won the toss and chose to bat first, and it's absolute carnage for the South African bowlers. 239 for 1, and it is now 240 for 1 after those 17 overs. All the bowlers getting some tap. Tilak Varma, the in-form man, he's on 95 of 37 deliveries. I can't believe it as I'm reading that. Sanju Samson also there at the crease on 94 from 48 deliveries. We are going to need a mammoth score to be able to beat the Indians. Calling on someone like an Aidan Markram or Heinrich Klassen to play sort of an AB de Villiers kind of role here at the Bullring. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi and assistant coach Mzwandile Stick anticipate an epic 80-minute battle against England in the second Castle Lager outgoing match. It's happening at the Allianz Arena in London. It's happening tomorrow, of course. The hosts are going to be desperate and highly motivated to turn their season around after 4 defeats in a row. Kolisi said that that could make them even more dangerous. Alexander Zverev secured a spot in the last 4 of the ATP finals earlier today with a straight sets victory over Carlos Alcaraz, which leaves the Spaniard's destiny out of his hands. World number 2 Zverev ensured that he would advance after taking the first set by a tiebreaker. And then, of course, that was after more than an hour's worth of a battle in northern Italy. And Bafana Bafana have climbed to the top of Group K in their 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, securing a crucial 2-0 victory over Uganda at the Nelson Mandela Stadium in Kampala. Head coach Hugo Brewers relied heavily on the substitutes to make a difference once again. Tapelo Morena breaking the deadlock and Patrick Mashangani sealing the win for the Bafana Bafana side. That's all for me for now. Joe Man.